Yeah, day to day, but it's not. He's a little bit sore today, so I'm not sure what'll happen there. So I'm not sure who would go in. If that's your next follow up question, no, because that's the next issue we have to deal with. If he's not in as a player, we'll see tomorrow in the morning. We'll see how he's doing. Yeah, in that general area. That's mid body range. You know? We've taken it to another level. Upper body, lower body. We're going mid range now.
Case of sudden onset back spasm.
Just a case of soreness.
You gastropod just another week. The way you said 2 weeks last week.
He's around there. Yeah, I haven't really updated. Yeah, he's around there. Yeah. Right around there. Yeah.
Is he cool to purely depth
or? Well.
I just don't know.
That's not for me to answer. But for me, it's the same thing. Is you never have enough defensemen. It's just, you know, he's a guy that's played last year, played at a high level this year in KHL, and you know, I don't even know how it works. He's our guy type thing. We're able to bring him in. So I thought it was a good move. I still think it's a good move. I like the way he plays. You know, is he going to play? Same with Trouba, but that question comes up all the time. It's as simple as you want to make it. We're trying to win games. And if they're part of it, great. You know, we'll have to wait and see.
You've been a real streaky team this season. If you look at chunks of games, mm-hmm. You know, 8 out of 12 or something, and then only went 3 out of 12. Have you been on a team like that?
Yeah, you know, it's, well, that's the magical question. How do you account for it, or why, and the reasons, and those are the things you're trying to find solutions to, because you wouldn't have them if you had them like that, if you had your druthers, you know. I think it speaks volumes about confidence in a lot of ways, and it's a funny thing. I talked about that last week. It's the same thing, and I bring up the point with it's the same thing as in a slump, and you deal with it as an individual or as a team. It's funny as it sounds, like, how can you go 20 games without scoring? You ask yourself that question. So how do you do this? And all of a sudden you're going good, you know. You know, I have reasons, or I have things that I think are reasons, but I don't think you can really nail them down and really see. You might see patterns over time, but it's interesting. I mean, guys get confidence, you score, you go, and you're going, and your team does the same. Like, even when you're in those and you're not winning games, you're like, you know. So it's not a real answer to your question. I don't have a real... say here's a list of six things. It's exactly this. I do know confidence does play a factor. It's, and in sports you it's real. That's all I could say. It's a very real thing. I wouldn't do that with us. I wouldn't put that there with us. That is potentially one of the reasons that could happen with teams. I wouldn't go there with us. I wouldn't say that. All I can say is that the farther you go as a group, it helps you. The experience of battling, winning, consistently going, it does change. And the reason I say that is, like, for example, if I look back at the years where I had some success as a coach, and I'll just go to Milwaukee, we had years, but we had good teams. I had seasons of 100 points, 105, 106, whatever, in succession. We had good teams, but we did know how to win, and you had a foundation for functioning, and it was an everyday functionality. This year, that's the one problem this year, is you have 48 games. This is unlike any year. We spoke about that before. This is way different, and there's no other way to compare this year for me. It is like a 48 game playoff. That sounds silly because that's too many games, but it's exactly what it's like. It's really taxing, and like you see it. I see it all the time in there. It's just the wear and tear. In a normal year, you don't see it like this. But there, you even talk to players. You can say, "How you doing today?" Just unbelievable. Like, it's just way different.
You're
It doesn't concern me. It's funny. It's a good question. It doesn't concern me too much with him because I think he's managed it well. And I think, you know, I think Wade Flaherty has helped him through that. And we've, he's a young guy, and I think he's able to. If he was, you know, if he was older, or, you know, if he was older, whatever age older would be, but older as an athlete, you would, I think it would be tougher. For, I think it's good for him. And I think he's enjoying it. The thing with him is I think he's enjoying this. It's a, like, I think he views it as a challenge, and I'm ready to take this step. And I talked to him again this morning. He feels good. You know, goes out for the optionals, and he goes out for the things, and he's trying to figure out ways to manage it. You know, he has logged a lot of time, but you know, like, his play has been really good. It's hard to argue with the way he's played. Like, he's managed it well. Into the game?
Yeah. Do you think confidence contributes to that too? Like, it seems to me teams like, for example, your Milwaukee team.
Well, it,
you come with
a
purpose when you come
in. It doesn't. There's a difference with, it's all connected to the dots. It has everything to do with your attitude, your outlook, and the way you come to the rink. And some of it's by design, but you can build it over time. That's my point. It's like when you come to the rink, you come expecting to win versus hoping to win. And when your things aren't going well, you want to come to the rink expecting to win, but you're just not quite sure. When you win, and you just, it's like a swagger. How do you describe a swagger? Same thing, you know. It's like you talked about tippy-toeing into the game. When we played the game yesterday, I thought we were good. We started it good. We played it good. First 15 minutes, we were good, but we're still tied 0-0. But you know what? The language I was getting when watching it, I thought, yeah, we're okay here. Just keep going. And we did a couple things in between periods. We wanted to continue down, and then we just went ahead and did our stuff, and then it just looked after itself again. But you know what? You do the same thing, match the same way. You're in the middle of a four-game losing streak. For some reason, where did it go? What happened? Where, you know, that's what you search for.
And when you're going well, if they score first, don't care, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And then when you're not going well, they score first, it's like, uh-oh. You know.
New version, the same question you've been getting for a couple of weeks now. As the days go by here, it's becoming a bit clearer each day what it's going to take to be in the playoffs. You've taken care of some of your own business here, but what's the temptation to start thinking, well, if we could just get 9 more points or 10 more points, we'd be there? What's the temptation to look at it that way?
You talking about for me or the team or the players? Well, I think that, first of all, you look at it differently from a coach and management and staff than you would from a player. A player looks at it, but does not like I would look at it or the coaches would look at it. A player plays and focuses on what he needs to do and bring his A game. And he watches, but not like as close as we would. We would watch a little closer. But I have an idea when you're talking points and all that stuff, but I don't immerse myself in that. I just try to keep with the task. What happens now is you've got your measuring stick is there now. You've got to make hay. There's no other options now. You can't sit here. So we're not sitting here, you know, February the 8th or whatever, when you've played 9 games or 10 games, or you've played 21 games. We're at the end here now, so there is urgency. There should be urgency, and there is.
What I hear you saying a little bit, though, is you yourself are running some of these scenarios in your head.
I know where we're going. I know where we're at, and I know what we can and can't do, if that's what you're asking me. Oh, yeah, I can see clearly. But you know, when you're doing all this stuff, at the end of the day, it's still going to be about the game in front of you. Do all the legwork you want. Have all the dinosaurs running in my head as much as you want. Still got to look after the game. can't lose sight of the picture, what's right in front of us. Start getting yourself immersed over there, you lose sight of this, and all of a sudden it's like, huh.
Oh,
some days, yeah, those big ones. Jurassic Park.